really, really awesome. Just seeing everybody having fun doing something good for the community.
Yeah, for, like, example, we were sitting in the library, actually. I think it was the day after or 2 days after, and some of the guys on the guys' team came up to our table and was like, guys, that was absolutely awesome. Like,
want to play dodgeball tonight?
Yeah. Because obviously it was, like, the first time around that...
The Mac has been reserved for the next four nights in a row for dodgeball tournaments.
The thing is, like, we even said, we're like, that was the first time doing it. And we're like, imagine how intense it's going to get over the course
Once I get my arm in shape?
No, we're going to get uniforms. There's going to be, like, there's going to be real officials. Like, it's going to get serious. Like, all the boys actually, Marcel said, oh, after throwing the ball, my arms
are people's arms are
around the trainers. Marcel. Oh.
Don't tell Coach O'Shea that.
No, I hope he's not listening.
It was so fun, though. It was a great experience. There was one time when a girl on our team, Katie, who's a freshman, got a kid on the lacrosse team threw the ball, and she got hit in the face. And everyone's like, oh, like, they stopped, like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And then everyone just starts cracking up and laughing about it. And then someone in the hallway on, I believe it was the soccer team. I'm sorry, I don't know who it was, but laughed and was like, how's your face? And she's like, oh, my gosh. It's just, like, it brought everyone together. It was just, like, a little thing that was put together, and, like, it came out so big and so awesome.
Yeah.
It was great.
And I guess before we let you guys go, we should probably ask you about, like, the sport of lacrosse. Yep. Your season is, like, starts tomorrow. I think your first game is on Christmas Day, right?
They're doing Christmas Day games. Oh, my God, you're right. Yeah, televising ESPN, too.
It's
very
soon.
Yeah. It's a little weird right now being a NARP because I'm like, I have time to nap, wake up and do work, and then take it's another crazy. Nap and do work.
You can't be a NARP when you're still an athlete.
Well, we're a NARP week, I guess. NARP week.
Did I just hear you take two naps in the same day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't even have time to call my mom. The fact that I have time to take two naps and make myself a sandwich for lunch is extraordinary.
It's amazing. But
the season
very
is
excited for
a lot. And you have an indoor center.
I know.
Oh, it's an indoor facility.
You're talking to the girl from California right now. The indoor facility might be the best thing that has
Callen Brown's been doing jumping jacks since May.
If there's a game that has to be played outside where you can see your breath this year, you're gonna have a problem.
We're gonna tell the team we're not playing where you live.
If it's below 60 degrees, I'm not playing.
If it's hot weather, what is it, -3 degrees?
Yeah. I don't know why everyone just doesn't want to come to us anymore.
I know. We have this awesome indoor facility. It's a little cold on, if you walk in all the way to the end, it has a little chill.
Here we go.
Problems with the indoor facility.
Beggars can't be
there. It's too cold.
Well, you can take that cold. Side in the first half. That
Tear
was,
it
like,
down.
In the beginning of fall ball, everybody's like, it's so hot in here. I was like, can we please stop complaining about how hot it is in here? Like, just wait.
The sauna.
Just wait for it.
Some of the freshmen were like, oh my God, it's cold. We're like, honey, you don't understand. You are wearing
You guys are all Northeasterners. How can you be cold?
Now I feel like one. I cried twice my freshman year, and that was it. I cried twice.
My toes went.
During practice.
Like, did you actually cry? Or was it just so cold
that
you had tears?
No, it was cries. I went to Grace. We were warming up for a game, and it was so freaking cold. I've never experienced that in my entire life. Like, ever. I went up to my captains first, and I had tears streaming down my eyes, and I said, I don't know what to do. It's the hands. I literally was just like, what? I never felt anything like that in my entire life. And I go over to Grace. I go, I can't feel my hands. I had put 3 pairs of gloves on because I thought that would help. I actually cut off my circulation in my hands.
Wow.
So they started developing frostbite. But
that was like after our Vermont game. Our assistant coach, who actually isn't here anymore, said there's a trick where you put rubber gloves under your gloves to keep the warmth in. And she was like, everyone, like, made an announcement. If you take off your plastic gloves under your actual gloves right now, you're going to get frostbite. So wait till you're inside. We're like, we're playing in weather where if we take our gloves off right now, we will get frostbite.
Just
like,
sounds dangerous.
Insane.
It is dangerous.
So now we're lucky.
Hello, Northeast. Everybody build an indoor field like
Get on our level.
Holy Cross is getting on our level. Do you hear? Holy Cross is on a mountain, and they're getting an indoor facility.
Nice.
In 2 years, but we're
going to
be gone.
I remember going to that game 2 years ago.
Yeah, last year
the opener. At night.
The opener, yeah.
Yeah,
that
it was cold.
Here.
You guys won in overtime. No.
Yep. No.
Was that before you guys were here?
Yeah, it was overtime. And you couldn't even see us playing on the film because the snow was so thick.
It was like a blizzard.
It was
horrible.
A blizzard.
But it's okay, we won.
First game.
A win is a win, right?
A win is a win.
Dub is a dub.
That's our motto right now.
Yeah.
Love that.
That should be the name of the show. A dub is a dub.
A dub is a dub.
I think I might be onto something. Maybe not. No, this is a shot in the dark. That was
coming, this spring. Calvin Brown, Melissa Wamp. A dub is a dub.
Hey.
Featured.
It got a good ring to it.
The more I say it, it's average.
Double dub.
Well, now that you have NARP, we can have a lot of time to think about it.
That's true.
She was like, I was thinking on it on the way.
Literally was going driving to Such a Bagel. I was like, oh my god, our future is so bright.
You didn't bring us Such a Bagel.
I'm sorry. Well, you know what? I was going to spare you because they weren't that good today.
Grace brought me back some Long Island bagels, so I had one of those this morning.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Here we go.
I got to get this out. Long Island bagels aren't as, I would say, Long Island bagels aren't as good as New Jersey. New Jersey has the bagel aspect, but they do have better pizza. Their bagels are not good.
We could talk about this for hours.
New Jersey bagels.
First topic of dub dub. Dub means a dub.
Long Island versus New Jersey versus
California.
Aspect.
California's the best Mexican food. That's what I got. And we have good bagel place. You've been to it. New York style bagels, though. And
oh, classic California restaurant name. New York style bagels.
That's literally the name, yeah.
Whatever.
Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Of course. This is so fun.
I can say one thing is certain, that whenever you do, guys, you start your show, there's not going to be any lack of talking, that's for sure. It's just going to be nonstop. No commercials whatsoever. You might have a two-hour show.
Yeah.
I know. We can make it interesting.
Just straight talking.
It doesn't have to be. Successful.
As long as you want it to be.
As long as you want it to be, yeah. You can have a two-hour window. I think you can have a three-hour window. Yeah. You can come in right after us.
Yeah.
There's no one on for the next 2 hours.
We should get an interview, you guys.
Yeah. We can be guests on your show after our show. Wow.
It's going to be so cool.
That's wild.
Be ready. No, whoever's listening.
That's guestception.
Like, market this more. They need to, like, advertise this.
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I think once we get our viewers, people are going to be like, I want to be
like
that.
Can you listen to it in the car? I don't understand.
I think so.
Yeah.
What?
If you have an HD2 radio. Yeah.
Mostly on the internet, though.
Mostly on the internet.
So your mom could listen in if you told her.
I feel like our show's gonna be so good. We're gonna have to go on the actual radio.
My mom loves listening to you commenting on our games, by the way.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, she does. She loves it. She's like, keeps, oh my gosh, I'm so. She just loves that you say my name correctly. That's the biggest thing.
Instead of saying Caitlin.
Yeah, because you know, at my high school graduation, there was 100 people in my class, and the person who announced my name said Caitlin, and my mom went off. She stood up in the middle of my graduation.
That's a tough draw.
Goes, her name is Caitlin! In front of everyone.
Probably heard her, too.
Yeah. And I was like, this is the most embarrassing moment of my entire life.
The only thing I said is, don't trip, just walk across, grab the
diploma. Oh my god, look at me, see if we can go off another tangent.
You're, I guess you trip a lot.
She does. I've never met someone who spills food on herself every time she eats.
Yeah.
Either.
Oh, wait, my mom, ever since I was little, she's always never dressed you in white. She would have to take pictures of me before I leave my room. She would take all my pictures of me in my room, because once I walked out the door of my room, I'd go downstairs and get something on me. Hmm. Never a dull moment in my life, that's for sure.
I think we gotta cut us off now before we might be here till 2.
We might be.
Oh my god, we could also talk about how she visited me in California for a month.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
California burritos.
I think we're gonna have to have these back on. The girls back on.
like next week, yeah.
Yeah.
Or I mean, they might not be. They might have to be continued.
Dot dot dot.
This could be a regular thing.
We could go on for hours.
They really do need their own show. It's
this is so fun.
You know we're best friends.
I couldn't tell. You guys get along? I had no idea.
Oh my
gosh. She knows me in and out. Yeah. I know we're like the best.
And we live together in Providence. Oh my god, we talk about living in Providence.
Mm, so
sketchy. Great city.
I've seen you at the grocery store.
It's true.
Are you buying chicken? Or like what's your grocery list like?
Oh, geez, here we go.
Just chicken, yeah.
Just chicken, all sorts of tortellinis.
What? Tortellinis.
As
illegals.
Yeah.
Tortellinis.
Yeah, and then you go to the Shaw's buy one, get one section.
You told me that when we were taking pictures.
Yes, buy one, get one free, the chicken.
Yeah. They have lamb chops, they have pork chops, they have burgers. Great options.
Now that we're on the subject of food, we got to ask him the butter question.
Oh, yeah. Before I let you go.
Oh, God.
Your butter, do you keep it in the fridge or do you keep it out?
Depends on what you're making.
The fridge, dude. What are you talking about?
Wait, that answer didn't
make sense.
Room
temperature butter?
It depends on what you're making.
Soft, spreadable butter.
No, like if you just have like a
soft
stick of...
Soft, spreadable butter. Put that thing in the fridge. No.
You have a stick of butter.
Okay, you stick a butter. You keep it out. Leave it room temperature.
If you have a stick of butter.
No.
Oh, depends. I'll take it.
Okay,
yeah,
never mind.
That.
Okay, I'll answer your question.
No, I'll answer it. Fridge.
Sometimes...
If you have a stick of butter and you open
I
a stick of butter.
I only leave it out if you're baking. You put it in the fridge.
Just normally.
We had this question in our house 2 days ago.
What? No, I saw someone leave the butter out. I was like, idiot,
Amanda,
threw it away.
We literally talked about that.
Yeah. And no, it doesn't go bad.
I don't know.
It doesn't go bad.
It gets like melty and gross.
No, we literally had this discussion because like, okay, sometimes when you take it out of the thing and you're putting it on a piece of toast, you're like basically cutting away at the toast.
You're destroying the toast.
Yeah.
Salvo.
But then that's why I throw it in the microwave. So maybe I should start leaving it out.
Yes. There you go.
But you're also talking to the person who
doesn't
know.
Never a reason to have hard butter.
Well.
No, but.
Like you said, when you're baking, you sometimes need cold butter. But like if you're making biscuits.
It's still the same thing.
For the fridge.
It doesn't matter if you put it in soft. It's still the same thing.
Some recipes require cold butter.
Okay. Did you say it says cold butter?
Another question. What came first, the egg or the chicken?
Chicken.
The chicken.
Duh. Egg.
I think we've gone too long. All right. Hey, you know what? That button does work, though.
It does.
What do you mean? So when does it block it? How did it block me?
I'm not really sure. It delays it or cuts it off. I don't really know what it does.
Cuts off 30 seconds of what we just said?
No, 8 seconds. Oh. 8 seconds of whatever just happened.
Sorry, you guys. Oh, it got really heated. It
got really heated.
You just said the chicken. You just said the egg.
I know, but he said the egg so delayed that it was like...
Shouldn't have asked that question. Should not have asked that. What a poor question.
It's okay.
We need to go.
It's
all
right. Okay. Tune in to our show coming this spring. Everyone, it's going
to
be very
name to be determined. Yeah.
TBT.
Something with a W and a C for sure.
TBT. Or the CW.
Oh! That's a show, though.
That's a
cable network.
can't steal that. All right, we're gonna get out of here, I think.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. It was so great.
Womp and Brown, just dynamic, absolutely electric. I'm gonna turn off their mic, though, unfortunately. Tristan, this was a blast.
Yeah,
we'll be back next week.
Next
I don't think
Tuesday.
This can be repeated, but yeah, we'll do our best.
Try to be better.
We'll come whenever you want.
Enjoy the rest of your week, fans, and tune in next week.